At the moment, we are allowing houses to be built, and there is disability adaptations for them. But I would like a more stringent policy. One house in 20 in a village is kept purely for a person that might have severe mental disabilities, and that we cater for those people. At the minute, we're not catering for those people. So we bring the house, we build it to the subfloor level, and then we go and see the needs of that person, and then we build that house specifically for that person. And that allows individual and dependent living, but also we can put quarters in it that would look after a care. At the minute, we have parents that are getting old and getting weak, and they're unable to look after the child now that might be in their 20s, 30s, and have got very strong.
Particularly in the case of people with intellectual disabilities, a house is not going to be enough. As you said, they are going to need care, they're going to need support at varying levels depending on their own personal condition. If you're going to keep people within the community, you're going to have to make sure that the supports for them are also in that community.
That is exactly what I'm looking for. If we have a housing estate and we have 30, 40 houses in it, that we put a terraced block on that there that would have three houses or something like that, and we have three carers that are working through each other, looking after maybe three or four people. And that then keeps those people and their own needs close to their families within their own community, and it would be much easier for everybody involved.